And Jesus said, didn't he, that in my Father's house are many rooms. And he said that I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. And so for this morning, I've got a bit of a metaphor, if you like, another way of thinking about that story. I want you to imagine that Jesus has gone across to the other side of that bridge. We're on the left-hand side, and he's on the other side of that bridge. And what Jesus is telling us is that he's gone across. He's gone, and he's prepared a place for us. And one day, we will reach the other side too. And the place he's prepared for us, his Father's house, is an amazing place. Amazing place. In fact, the word that Jesus uses for his Father's house is the same word that we use for the temple, the Jewish temple, and that would have been the place where heaven met earth. That's the way the Jews understood the Holy of Holies in the temple. That was the place where heaven met earth. And so when Jesus has gone across to the other side and he's prepared this amazing place for us, what he's saying is when we get to that other side, we will meet with God. Heaven will meet earth. We will be with God. And that's what it says in Revelation, right in the very last book of the Bible. It says that heaven and earth will come together and that we will be with God. There'll be no more suffering or pain or sickness or disease, but love and joy and peace. That's part of the picture that the Bible paints about our future when we go to be with our Heavenly Father. The trouble is that at the moment, we're not there. And there's a gap in the bridge. See, our sin gets in the way. It prevents us getting across that bridge to get to the other side. It's only a perfect life that can get across that bridge. I don't know about you or me. Well, I know about me, certainly, but I don't know about you. But I know that I'm very, very far from perfect. And if you don't believe that, just have a few conversations with my wife and she'll fill you in with just some of the issues that I have. Thomas says, doesn't he, in verse 5, he says, Lord, we don't know the way. We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And maybe it's true for some of us that, you know, we've lost a way a bit as well. Our sin means that we can't get across that bridge to that place where heaven and earth meet. Because let's be honest, we're not perfect. But we've done everything we can to try and get across, haven't we? There's something deep within every heart to try and get across that gap. We know that there are things wrong in this world. We know that this isn't right. I mean, we've just been praying for Nepal and countries in Africa and in the Middle East where there's so much corruption and there's so much sickness. There's so much brokenness in this world. We know that this can't be all there is. We know that there is something. There is that amazing place that Jesus has prepared. But we're not there yet, so we're frustrated. And we try all that we can to try and get across that gap. We can try as hard as we like to try and run using all of our effort to get across. You know, if we work harder, if we go to church more, or if I live a better life, you know, as long as I don't kill anyone or do any sort of serious crime, I'll be okay. I'm sure I'll get across to the other side. But the Bible says no, that's not the case. You can't get across that gap on your own efforts. Even if you're an amazing jumper like Michael Jordan, who can jump across many big gaps, but he won't be able to jump across this gap. Even if you're the greatest jumper in the world, it's too big because it requires a perfect life. So that means that's where we are at the moment. We're on the left-hand side. That beautiful place is being prepared for us. How on earth then do we get across? In the 15th century, there were trade owners that wanted to get across to India. They knew that they could go across land to get to India to get lots of treasures. India had lots of wealth and natural resources that could be used in the world. But the trouble is, the land route had become completely dangerous. It was a really dangerous route. So even if you got to India, chances are you'd probably be robbed on the way back. They thought that, you know, if we could sail round the bottom of Africa and get to India, that would be much safer because it would stop us getting robbed. And they thought, well, there must be a way round. We must be able to get round the bottom of the south of Africa and get to India to pick up all those riches. The trouble was that the bottom of South Africa was a notorious place of storms. In fact, it was called the Cape of Storms. I'm looking at my South African friends here. Hopefully they're nodding. I've got my history right here. But they couldn't get through. The ships couldn't get through to pick up all of these riches because of this Cape of Storms. So many people had tried, and yet they'd failed because all of these shipwrecks. And there was lots of brave people that tried to get through. So no one knew that you could get through. But they knew that if they could, if you could, maybe, if you could, then you could get to India, you could get these amazing riches, and you could bring them back, and you would have untold riches. Then, in the late 15th century, a guy called Vasco da Gama managed it. He got through. He got through the Cape of Storms, got to India, got loads and loads and loads of treasures, and made it all the way back again. And do you know what they call the Cape now? It's no longer called the Cape of Storms. It's called the Cape of Good Hope. That's right, he made it back. In fact, he brought back so many treasures to Portugal that he made them one of the wealthiest nations of its day and one of the superpowers. The Cape of Good Hope. See, in a similar way, Jesus has done something similar for us. He has gone to the Father, he's made a way, and he's come from the Father back to pick us up, to show us the way, that there is a way to be with God forever. If you like, he's made for us a cape of good hope. See, Jesus promised that he would not only prepare a place for us, but he would come back and take us with him. He's made a way for us to have hope. See, before Jesus rose again from the dead, nobody knew what was going to happen in the afterlife. A few people thought, yeah, well, you might live, there might be any kind of existence afterwards. But when Jesus rising from the dead, the disciples, and through their message, and to us today, we know that there is life after death because Jesus has been there and he's come back. And we know that he is alive and well and that he has promised us, if we put our trust in him, that we too can be with him, that place where heaven meets earth. We can try and get there on our own efforts, but in the end we won't get there. So the question is, how does Jesus lead us to the Father? How does he lead us to that place where heaven and earth meet? Thomas asked, didn't he, Jesus? Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, Jesus, if you like, is like a connection with God. He has come from God. He is of God. He was with God in the beginning. And so if you want to know what God is like, you simply look at Jesus. Jesus said in verse 7, look, if you really knew me, if you knew my Father as well, from now on you know him and you have seen him because you have seen me. In other words, if we look at Jesus, we see God. Jesus is that great signpost, and he shows us that God is for real, that God loves us, and he's made a way for us to get across that great divide. So if you want to know what God is like, then look at Jesus. You see, in Jesus, heaven and earth truly meet. What was Jesus like? Well, he's full, wasn't he, of compassion, truth, love, grace, healing. He cared for the poor, and he healed the sick. In verse 10, Jesus said that the Father is living in him. Jesus and God are one. Jesus is the great signpost that shows us what God is like. God is also full of mercy, compassion, truth, love, grace, hope, and healing, who cares for the poor and heals the sick. But you see, Jesus could have stayed there. He could have stayed in that wonderful place that he's prepared for us and never bothered coming here. But at Christmas, don't we? We celebrate that he did come. He got messy, he got dirty, he sweat blood, and he gave his life so that we could be forgiven and return home to our Father's house. In other words, not only does he connect us with God, but he provides a way, a bridge across that gap. That is the truth of why he came. Through his sacrifice on the cross, he's made a way for us to be forgiven, to be made holy, and to return to the Father. That is the truth of why he came. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. That through him we can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And then finally, You can see this if it comes up. Once we get through to the other side, Jesus says also that he was the life, the way, the truth, and the life. So if you're searching for meaning in life, asking what's it all about, surely there is life the other side of that big gap. Well, the answer is very simple. It's to be in a relationship with God through Jesus. Being with God is what we were created for. It's why Jesus came to save us, and it's the very thing that will continue once we go through to the other side and reach glory. A relationship with God through Jesus is the promise Jesus holds out for each and every one of us. Earlier in John's Gospel, in chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, he taught that he is the gate through which everyone enters, and those who enter will be saved. In other words, when those who trust in Jesus, who name him as Lord, he's like the gateway, and he lets us in once we put our trust in him. And it's then that we know peace and reconciliation, forgiveness, and that we are assured the promises that we will be free from suffering and living with God for eternity in joy and love. It's a wonderful, wonderful story that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and share this good news with others, that God loves them, that they too can be saved and know the promises of Jesus for themselves, the joy of forgiveness and a life with God forevermore. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came and you showed us what God is like, that he loves us, that he cares for us, that he wants to be in relationship with us. And we thank you that you gave your life up on the cross to pay the price for our sin, that we may be forgiven when we truly repent and turn towards you. And Lord, we ask that you would write that truth deeply on our hearts today. And Lord, we thank you that you have made a way for us to cross that gap, to be in our Heavenly Father's house, where we will be with you forever in love and joy and peace. And Lord, until that day, would you keep writing that truth on our hearts, and would you help us to share that good news, that we would make your name known, Jesus, and know you better for ourselves each day. Amen. Amen. For those of you for whom that's news, you hadn't heard that kind of story before, I would love to chat to you after the service and just come and have a word with me and just say I'd like to find out a bit more about what that means. There's also Christianity Explored. We run that regularly here at church. It's a great way of finding out just who Jesus is, what he did, and why he died for us. It's amazing, amazing news. And if it's a familiar story to you, I pray that it will inspire you and that you may go and share it with somebody else this week. Perhaps there's someone on your heart and mind that you could go and share the good news of Jesus with this week. Amen. Well, we're going to stand and sing now our next song, which celebrates just how amazing Jesus is and what he did. So amazing that he could turn water into wine. So amazing that he is with us in every and any situation, bringing hope and life, and that with him by our side, we can conquer. So let's stand and worship together.